this is the moment that Claire's been looking forward to.
Yes, you're going to go and investigate some cupcakes.
You're on your travels now, aren't you?
Purely for, research.
Yeah, Marcus Bean's in. He's going to be hosting and judging the first ever Great Shropshire Bake Off. It's happening the weekend after next, September the 28th and 29th. You can still enter shropshirebakeoff.co.uk. All the money raised donated to the Shropshire RCC Community Council's Carers Appeal. So Claire is now on her way to the kitchen.
I am on my way to the kitchen. In fact, I'm here right now. And oh my lordy, what a lovely smell. Now, what have we got here, Marcus?
I brought a bit of everything and tried to knock as much as I could up.
Looks like you brought the whole kitchen.
I've got some lovely triple chocolate cookies, right, which we actually do at Brompton in the room, so it was quite nice to bring those along. So I've baked some of those, also have a taste of those. I've made some very quick cinder toffees, so some honeycomb.
Yeah.
And I've baked my cakes, but I had to put them in the freezer very quickly to cool them down so I could ice them. And then I've got some... So the cupcakes are lemon and damson. So they've got a little damson puree with a little bit of lemon zest. And I've made up a lovely damson cream, vanilla cream, which is your butter icing.
Yeah.
And covered with honeycomb and some chocolate. So I have a little bit of the cookie. So we're just going to pipe them to the shade to pipe one in.
You seem to work in a lot of pressured environments, don't you?
Yeah.
Telly and live radio.
And I'm not the most organised person in the world, so generally everything's knocked up fairly quickly, but so far I seem to be doing okay.
Now, just remind us what this competition is. It's the 28th and 29th of September.
Yes.
And it's in aid of the RCC Carers Appeal. That's Why in particular that one?
Because it's something that that really means a lot to Shropshire. It's helping people who are looking after family members on their own and giving them the funding and support that they need. So it seemed like the perfect charity to go with. And with the Shropshire Bake Off and the whole tie-in, it really works really well. And like I say, it's just something that we're really championing. And Elodie came with us through the idea, and she was the brainstorm, and then we sort of developed it from there. So,
what do you think of the smell, Mr. Smith?
I would say it's good.
Marcus, have you done this in half an hour?
Yeah, I know he has. Yes. He's made all that. So he's got icing, cupcakes, honeycomb, and those little...
I hadn't put anything in the oven until I came out of the studio.
Half an hour?
I know, isn't it amazing?
You'd be surprised what you can put in the freezer to cool it down.
Now, listen, give us some baking tips, because I know you've got some, haven't you? Because one of the things that is very important for baking is patience.
Yes, I mean, one of the things when I first started cooking is sort of that development of pastry, and a lot of chefs aren't really that keen on pastry because it takes time and you have to spend a bit of time on it. So I'm really into it and I really love it because... If you spend the time with it, you can get really good results. You know, there's so many things in making your pastry and little tips and techniques that you can do, but generally it's just don't rush anything. Right. You know, spend your time on doing it. If you get it wrong, have a look at what went wrong, go back and do it again. And, you know, just really concentrate on developing things. And also as well, you know, the cupcake recipe I've done today